Yeah, new one from Fontaine's DC and Televised Mind. You have Darren Hanif on the Pulse, the show that brings you the latest indie musical and fresh new music. Right, first up on our first story for today, rather, is on the rise of music podcasts. I know you listen to a lot of podcasts, Hanif, but music podcasts, do you do it?
Sorry, but not really. Yeah, I listen to a lot more conversational podcasts related to games or those things.
So why I'm talking about this is because basically, as expected, the lockdown has seen an increase in streaming numbers, and that also means an increase in podcast numbers, right? And in particular, I want to zoom in on the rise of music podcasts. As we all know, in the recent years, podcasts has kind of seen a resurgence and has now become a staple in the media diet, I would say.
Yeah.
Also, over the last couple of episodes of The Pulse, I know, Hanif, you did a story on Spotify buying the number one podcast, the Joe Rogan Experience, for $100 million, right?
Yeah, and I think this is a natural way for Spotify to sort of like diversify themselves.
For sure,
yeah.
For sure. And it's definitely the economic boom of the podcast industry. We're seeing it firsthand right now, right? Sony Music has identified podcasting as a key area of creative and business development. It put together a team in the New York office to produce podcasts. Atlantic Records also recently launched its own dedicated podcast team. Universal Music announced a deal with podcast network Wondery. So it's very, very apparent that these major labels are also jumping onto this medium. For musicians around the world, launching a podcast has also become a standard part of their own promotions and also a way to keep in touch with their fan base. The Pixies, for example, in 2018, they used podcasts to accompany their 2018 album with a series of behind-the-scenes features. So it's not just when you're listening to the music, you get to know the backstory as well in the form of podcasts. And I think that's quite a great way to do it. Of course, podcast is a great medium that gives a deeper connection with the artist. Like I just said, instead of hearing the music, you can hear them talking about their stories and talking about the thinking and the creative direction behind their lyrics.
So this is not just a podcast where people talk about their music necessarily, right? It's a bit more produced and it's a bit more, I guess, in-depth talking about their...
I guess it depends. Some bands really, really produce it, since it's almost like documentary-style podcast, right? Mm. Where you get, you know, here's a sample that I got inspired from. While some others are basically like kind of like this. I'm just talking to you, my bandmate, and we just talking about the music that we make, which is nice. You know, it breaks the fourth wall almost of your favorite band or your favorite artist. On the business level, it makes sense too. Key industry players, like we mentioned earlier in the show, Apple and Spotify are jumping onto the podcast hype train. And the after effect of this is it gives major labels, the Sony, the Universals, the Warners, a bigger weapon to play with and a bigger leverage for their artists when it comes to negotiating a deal with these industry players. And like I said, when I say music podcast, I don't mean like an interview podcast, like this is how Zane Lowe talks to, you know, musicians and bands, but it's more of a direct exploration from the horse's mouth itself. So I don't know. There are pros and cons to this. You know, Zane Lowe, he really curates his questions. You know, it takes you through almost chronologically of the artist's life and so on and so forth. But with this, let's say, right, me and you, okay, we just sit down, we put a recorder in the middle of the table and say, okay, let's talk about our music. You know, so sometimes that's the danger of it going nowhere and also many different places, right?
Yeah, I guess the difference between an interview and like an initiative to sort of like discover and explore the music by the artists themselves, they are two different things. As much as you think that maybe both of them can be a conversation, but it's a different kind of conversation when it's an interview versus a conversation between two bandmates, right?
Yeah, for sure. And also this, another level that we're not talking about is a music documentary podcast, which I'm really into. I I listen to it quite regularly. Song Exploder is one of the ones that one of my favorites. They actually go in depth into, okay, why was samples so big in the 90s, and then it brings you back to the old hip hop DJs that actually that was the only way of, you know, playing music, spinning vinyl and stuff like that. So yeah, so this kind of things, the cultural side of, I guess,
music
in general, right?
Yeah, I don't listen to podcasts, music podcasts necessarily, but I do consume video. Well, I won't say they're considered podcasts, but videos that do break down songs. So it's something similar to that, almost similar to that.
Yeah, right? Of course.
Among many other formats.
Leads me nicely to, you know, I guess the different platforms that podcasts are on. Most podcasters, like Joe Rogan, is on YouTube. But for me, listening to a podcast and listening to someone talk in a non-video form, gives me, I don't know about you, but gives me a stronger connection to the host when you're just listening to them, right? Sometimes I don't even know what my favorite podcasters look like. I just recognize their voice, that's all. There are a bunch of artists that have done this over the years. Frank Turner's Tales from No Man's is a podcast about him talking to historians, poets, and musicians. Rapper T.I. also has his podcast. It's called Expeditiously. and it's podcast that aims to shed light on important social topics. Jesse West's Table Manners podcast focuses on food, family, and the beautiful art of having a chat. So, like I said, you know, this music artist, one advantage you can put forth is that even if you're not a fan of their music, you can actually listen to them talking about, you know, other social issues, right? And like for T.I., for example, I don't necessarily like his music, but he talks about, you know, like especially now with Black Lives Matter going on. It's nice to see, I guess, a role model or a big star in the music industry shedding light and giving his thoughts on, you know, social issues.
Yeah, and I think it's also important for musicians or for musicians to, I guess, show a different side of them.
Exactly. Yeah. And most don't, right? You probably know 10% of them while listening to their music. Everything else you wouldn't know.
Yeah, and they're, at the end of the day, humans too. And they do want to sometimes explore other interests that are not necessarily about their music, right?
So just to rattle off a couple of my favorite music podcasts, Song Exploder, like I mentioned, NPR's All Songs Considered, and of course, one of my favorite music podcasts, Into the Blue, which you can find on our website, www.bfm.my. It's, I think, about close to 300 episodes up there, which you can stream for free. So do go check it out. We're asking you on the program today, what are your favorite podcasts or your favorite music podcasts? Do tweet us at BFM Radio, or you can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899.
Coming up next, we're going to be talking about DC Chicks changing their band name to The Chicks as a part of a larger movement responding to social changes.
Yep.
But before that, here's a new one from the LA musical trio, taken from their new album Women in Music Part 3. This is Haim with I Know Alone, right here on the Pulse BFM 89.9.